were at Cowboys training camp in Oxnard, and Gordo ran into the head coach the other day.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw him coming off the field, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in for a Gordo exclusive because everyone enjoys those, right?
Sure.
I don't think so. So I went up to the coach and once again had that awkward thing happen where he doesn't know if he wants to talk to me. I'm not exactly sure why. I mean, I've never really thrown him a bunch of fastballs or anything.
There's two things at work. Number one, he does his daily pressers so he won't have to meet with media on the field. And then two, he knows that you impersonate him.
What? That is not true.
And he knows, and he's had run-ins with you before, so that's why he always looks at you funny when you do this.
That is not true, the stuff that George is saying to you right now on the air, dear listener. Okay, so I approach him, and I talk with him, and he makes me turn off the recorder. This is very similar to that other incident we had in training camp.
It's just going to be that.
Do we have that other one, Jer, handy? That's when I approached him, and we had...
That was in San Antonio a few years ago.
It certainly was. So I'll look for it, and I'll see if I can find it. So I approach him, and he makes me turn off the recorder at one point, and he asks me, are you goofing on me or what?
Oh, no.
Mm.
Mm.
And I gently explain. I mean, yeah, we're doing like a lighthearted interview. It's not like we're not making fun. We're just having fun. And he says, okay. And then we come back online and start doing the interview. So that's why you're going to hear in the middle of this, you'll hear a split in the two halves of the interview. Mm. And I have to say, observationally, he's like talking to a cyborg. he is amazing at giving you the most non-controversial answers that he can possibly think of.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the always conscious of image, Jason Garrett.
Brain trust. That is the brain trust. I have a question for you, though, Coach.
How you doing?
Have you talked to Billie Jean King since the last time that you talked to her and reported on it?
I have not, no.
Rank the greats in tennis when you rank the top women's player of all time.
Am I on right now?
We're on right now, yeah.
Are you going to turn it off?
Can we turn it off? Yeah. You want to speak off the record about tennis?
Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, I'll pause it for a moment, but then we have to wrap up on this.
We can go back. Yeah, just turn it off.
All right, we're back now with Jason Garrett after that brief commercial pause. We'll insert a commercial in that. Okay, top women's player of all time. Your friends with Billie Jean King, well, acquaintances with Billie Jean King now. But does she rank highest on your list?
You know, I'm not a tennis historian, so I really don't know what the definitive answer is by the experts, but she's certainly way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In my era, Martina Navratilova certainly is up there. Steffi Graf is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Billie Jean King, I mean, I think she had 32 Grand Slam titles, right?
She did. Remember, she did the Battle of the Sexes, I believe.
Yeah, but she also had 32 Grand Slam titles.
Well, yeah, that's more important. That's a bigger accomplishment.
Yeah, which makes her pretty good.
All right, other sports, other off sports. Do you have like a sport other than football that you follow? You know, that's like off the beaten path.
I mean, I'm not really an off the beaten path guy. I mean, I don't consider tennis off the beaten path or golf, but you know, I certainly follow basketball and baseball, and I'm fans of teams in those sports.
It's kind of the standard stuff.
Yeah.
What about, like, foods? Is there some unusual food that Jason Garrett likes that people wouldn't suspect you of? Because you look like kind of a chicken and rice kind of guy, a healthy eater.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I probably like what most people like. I don't think anything out of the ordinary.
You're eating snails?
I have eaten snails.
And?
Yeah, I would say that wouldn't be something that would be an everyday type thing for me. I mean, just maybe on a special occasion.
Unbelievable.
Well, it wouldn't be every day for anyone, I don't think. I think they're kind of rare.
Yeah, right? I think the key to snails is probably the sauce that you have them with.
Actually, that's very true.
Yeah, I don't think
the sauce is there to mask the snails.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going out of their way to eat the snails. But if you come up with a nice sauce.
All right, favorite band that has come out like in the past 15 years?
I love Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
Is that in the last 15 years?
Well, I think so. I don't have a chronology of music in front of me. But
yeah, he probably started before that. But, yeah.
All right. What's your favorite of all time?
Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. My favorite of all time. Yeah. I'm a Jersey.
I should have known that.
I'm a Jersey Shore guy.
I should have known that. All right, well, what about Bon Jovi then?
I'm a fan of Bon Jovi, but I think I grew up more on Bruce and have a real affinity for Bruce. I don't think it's a competition between those two guys.
No, I was trying to make it one. You picked up on that, and that's very smart of you. And then between the Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, and Christina Aguilera, which of those three do you choose?
Oh, I think that's a difficult one for me. I'm not an expert in that area at all.
Mm-hmm. In singing or women? Which are we talking about?
Yeah, those three women. I don't know that I can make a preference.
Okay. And finally, we're wrapping up with Coach Garrett here. Are you a guy who has a sensitive side and, like, knows poetry or can do origami or, you know, carve a bonsai tree, something like that?
I don't really have any of those skills. You know, I know the poetry that we learned in school, and I probably don't know that much anymore, but I have an appreciation for it.
Does the word Nantucket ever appear in any poem that you know?
No.
Thanks for your time and being joked.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, so there you go.
Oh, man.
He,
sorry about the wind
so
noise.
He's so guarded.
Hates you.
He is so guarded. I can't tell whether he hates me or not. You know,
I think he's intrigued by your questions.
Well, the thing is, I didn't have anything prepared. I didn't know I was going to talk to him, so I had to improv an interview. And so it's just the he's looking at me and smiling like a robot that's going to kill me. So I'm all nervous.
But see, that's good, though, that he does. He almost got there. You almost got him to loosen up a little bit, and that's good.
Break down and cry and have human emotion.
Well, I don't know about the break down and cry, but I think he almost got there, and I think people need to hear more of that from him instead of, I mean, a lot of that was generic, but I think he was just kind of taken aback that, wow, we're not talking about the 4-3 and who's going to play the third wide receiver and things like that. I think there's a future in that. You and Garrett.
I think I just make him way too nervous. I think he doesn't trust me, you know? He seems shell-shocked, and he's always scared about his image. And yeah. I think he's a nice guy.
I do, too.
I wish he'd cut loose.
I don't know. I think he needs to.
And he started to. He said that he's had snails before.
And it depends on the sauce that you put them with.
The sauce. A lot of it's the sauce.
Boy, that was so exclusive. Thanks, Gordo.